Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to be checking in with Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford, and Zach joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, it's interesting to talk about a winter festival on a summer's day, a rainy one, but there you go. We've got lots coming up with Lights on Stratford, a new addition for the upcoming season.
Absolutely. So we've just announced a new light display called Light Wall. And this is at 70 Ontario Street, where Pazzo and Café Buffon are, as well as some luxury apartments that are above. And this is an incredible building facade that we will have a pixel curtain across in the form of 10 25-foot LED banners that will project out from the western facade of that building.
It sounds like it's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be quite an incredible display just because of the size of that building facade. And so there'll be a light display with movement and color that goes all across that building. But we've learned over the last couple of years the importance of adding interactivity. So there will be a microphone that's hidden along Ontario Street that will capture the voice when people talk into it. And that will impact that display in real time. So the interactivity is quite exciting as well.
That is incredible. And it's amazing with Lights on Stratford how you're having these incredible displays right across Stratford, not just in one location or not just behind City Hall, of course, with Market Square, which is great, but they've been popping up in some really interesting spots in Stratford.
So this year, we're paying a lot of attention to the visitor experience, and we're creating a light trail, and it's going to be a very defined trail that connects Market Square all the way to Tom Patterson Island. In fact, the trail itself will have a distributed light display across all of the lampposts to take you down with interactive light displays all the way. And every, 3 to 4 minutes by foot, there'll be a major light display to experience. So We're really thrilled at how this festival has evolved and grown, and also the experience and the learning that we've had along the way to really turn this into a signature experience.
Oh, very cool. And can we spotlight two displays that will be happening, The Pool and Affinity? And we're looking forward to these ones.
Absolutely. So these were the first two that we've signed on, and The Pool is by Jen Lewin, who is a very well-respected light artist out of New York. This has traveled all over the world. This will be the first time it's come to this part of the world. And this is a large series of concentric circles that go on the ground in Market Square. They are all part of a mesh network, so they all are intelligent and talk to one another. And the light changes depending on how many people are walking across them or dancing across them or jumping across them. So super highly interactive, and it reacts very differently depending if there's one person there or 100 people there. So that one we're really excited about. And then over on Tom Patterson Island, this will be the first time the Affinity sculpture will have come to Canada. So the Canadian premiere of this is happening in Stratford this winter. And this one is all about memory. And there are nodes that are interactive that you can put your hand on, and that will send colors of memory through the center of this sculpture. And the more people that interact with it, the more colorful it becomes. And we're really proud of this one in that we are teaming up with Alzheimer's Society of Huron Perth to turn this into a fundraising opportunity, given the connection with how memory works in this light sculpture. So a very, very diverse group of light displays for this winter.
Absolutely amazing. So, Zach, let's remind folks when the Lights on Stratford season begins and wraps up.
Absolutely. So December 16th is when it will kick off. And unlike previous years, we are going to open the entire festival on that day. So that's Friday. And we will be running 7 nights a week from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. right through to the end of January.
So amazing and so interactive. Lights on Stratford. We look forward to that. Zach, before we let you go, Destination Stratford, your many hats in our community. We're not done with summer just yet, but looking back on the summer from a point of view of Destination Stratford, how's it been?
We've been really encouraged. As you know, we're continuing to navigate through the pandemic, and we've been quite happy and buoyed by the numbers and the activity, having visitors and welcoming visitors back to the community. We monitor metrics very carefully, as you can imagine. Then we also have offerings like the Chocolate Trail and the Bacon Mail Trail and other services. And all of our metrics are actually above and beyond what they were to date for 2019 when we compare pre-pandemic. So this is all very encouraging. We still have a ways to go, but we are really thrilled that tourism is back up and running and Stratford is putting its best foot forward.
Absolutely. Destination Stratford, visit stratford.ca is the website. And for Lights on Stratford, it's lightsonstratford.ca. Zach Gribble. Zach, thanks for this and have a great long weekend.
You as well, Jamie. Thank you.